KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have clear skies, 2 degrees below zero. We look for it to warm up to 15 today under a mostly sunny sky. Winds north of 10 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of right around 10 degrees below zero during the day. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has joined her colleagues calling for the reopening of the National Personal Records Center. A news release from the Iowa Republican's office said she has signed a letter to that effect that was sent to the Biden administration. Hinson says the move will allow for full in-person staffing to make sure Iowa veterans and those across the country won't have delays in receiving their benefits. The NPRC is currently only allowed to operate at 25% of normal capacity. That leads to lengthy delays for veterans who need their records to get federal benefits and services. Facebook plans to use the entire output from the Pathfinder wind farm in central Iowa to help power its Altoona data center. Apex Clean Energy made that announcement Monday in a news release. When its current expansion project is complete in 2025, Facebook says that the center will be its largest one. The wind farm in Boone and Hamilton counties is expected to start commercial operations later this year. The Internal Revenue Service opened the tax filing season on Monday. IRS Commissioner Chuck Rettig spoke with reporters and says there are three things you can do to speed up the process.
File electronically, file accurately, and request a direct deposit of refunds.
Rettig says it's been tough during the pandemic to process all the returns, and the challenges continue. He says that's why it's important to get everyone to file the most accurate return they can.
There's a problem with their return. It can create an extensive delay, and IRS notices to be sent in the mail, and then you have the back and forth between the taxpayer or their representative and the IRS, and we're trying to limit or avoid that to the extent that we can.
He says electronic filing is a key to getting your refund quicker.
If they avoid errors when they file, we still anticipate that most people will not experience delays. They will receive their refund within 21 days when they file electronically requesting a direct deposit, and we fully expect the vast majority of folks to receive their refunds in a timely manner.
Rettig says there are still issues with calling the IRS for help.
Phone lines have been jammed. Our phone lines, we anticipate, will continue to be jammed up for the foreseeable future because there's just, you know, many reasons, but the demand is significantly up. Our folks are working as hard as we can. We've automated and made automated changes during the course of the past year to the extent that we can, but we're anticipating an extremely high call volume as well going through this filing season.
And he says going online is the best option to get information.
But to the extent people can, we're encouraging people to use the various online resources that are available through IRS.gov. That will be the fastest way to get information.
The tax filing deadline for the feds is April 18th. 55 Republicans in the Iowa House are co-sponsoring a bill to immediately exempt retirement income from the Iowa income tax. The idea is part of a plan Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has presented to lawmakers. Representative Gary Moore is the bill's lead sponsor.
The governor's plan calls for starting this in 2023. Mine makes it retroactive to January 1, 2022. Either one's fine with me. It's just important to me that we get this bill enacted.
Moore cites Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, or IPERS, data showing benefits are sent to 19,000 Iowans who have retired and moved out of state. He says many have moved to states like Florida, where their retirement income is not taxed.
There's a lot of people in Iowa who move out of Iowa once they retire, particularly where I live. And frankly, I'd like to stop that out-migration as quickly as possible.
Moore, who's from Bettendorf, says retired people in his area often move to the Illinois side of the Quad Cities since Illinois doesn't tax pensions.
The thing I've noticed with my constituents when they change their state of residence, they not only take their investments with them, they take their expenditures with them, but they lose some interest in Iowa.
And Moore says that means less support for Iowa civic and nonprofit organizations as longtime Iowans shift their attention to similar groups in the state where they moved to. It's unclear whether this retirement income exemption will remain a standalone proposal in the House or may be incorporated in a larger bill addressing some of the governor's other tax proposals. Moore says it's perfectly understandable some Iowans want to spend time in a warmer climate during the winter, but he sees this proposal as one way of keeping them from establishing a permanent residence in another state. An ag economist from Iowa State University suggests farmers look seriously at selling their crop before it's planted. Chad Hart says farmers are seeing good prices for their commodities, mainly due to strong exports, and they should consider forward contracting. Though he notes there are signs the export trade may have weakened during the year ahead.
The price series that we've got right now in front of us does lead to some opportunities, not only in marketing the corn and soybeans that are sitting in the bin right now, but also taking a look at those new crop opportunities for the 2022 crop. And even for those that are fairly aggressive, they could be looking out there to 2023 as well.
Hart says the futures trade today shows profitable levels extending for both corn and soybeans for the next couple of years, and he says farmers should take advantage.
Corn prices right now, all the way out to 2024, are all above $5 a bushel. Soybean prices all the way out to 2024 are all above $12 per bushel. That's an amazing pricing plateau to take advantage of right now, and it's something we see very rarely.
China remains a good trading partner with the U.S., but Hart says the Chinese are beginning to cut back on their buying spree.
They're the ones that are, I would say, backing off the most as we look at these higher prices. So they remain a very strong market for us. In fact, as you look at our top markets, they're still our biggest buyer on the soybean side. They're our second biggest buyer on corn and pork.
China is also the third biggest buyer of beef, however, in the commodities of corn, soybeans, and pork. Hart says orders to that nation have been dropping year over year. Hart will appear in Lamar's on Wednesday for the ISU Extension and Outreach Crop Advantage Seminar. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.